Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Sarah?
Speaking.
Hi, Sarah. It's Leah from MMA Legal.
Hiya, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm not bad, yeah.
Good. Listen, I was just giving you a quick call about some of your subject access requests that we sent. Before I start, I do just have to let you know that calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
And for the purpose of data protection, could you just confirm your date of birth and your postcode for me?
It's 21977 and QY618F.
Amazing, thank you. I spoke to your medical practice, Cosley and Medical Practice, about a week ago.
Yes.
And they said that they have received the request and they were going to action it, and then they've rang you to get permission off you, and apparently you didn't give them the permission to do that.
Well, they said that what would normally happen in this situation is medical records would be printed off and I would collect them and take them to a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
So they thought
that you were going to try. Yeah, no, I completely get that.
Yes.
No, so I'm actually fighting with a lot of medical practices at the minute. Because you signed a letter of authority with us and we're the ones requesting the documents.
Yes,
I can understand if they want patients' consent, but because we're the ones putting the request in, the documentation should really be released to us.
Right, got
so
you.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ring your medical practice after this, and I'm going to explain that to them. They might end up ringing you again asking for consent. If you just say yes, we'll sort everything out from there.
Right, that's not a problem.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great.
Perfect. All right. Thank you very much. Is there anything I can help you with while we're on the phone?
I don't think so. No, I think we're okay.
No, well, I'll just give you a quick update while I'm here.
Yeah.
I've actually got your care records from Fife Council.
Oh, great.
So if once we get the medical records, we'll be able to put you through to the final stage, which is a witness statement.
Mm-hmm.
That is a bit in depth because this is what gets submitted to redress.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to ask about, actually, because nobody's went into any details on me.
Okay, well, I'll go into detail with you now, and I'll actually get up kind of what we ask, just so that you can have that bit of a heads up as well.
Yeah.
So we ask, you know, about, in general, your life before care, your entry into care, a chronology of your care placements, so which one were you in first?
Yes.
Then it's basic details, you know, what was the name and location, what was the daily life there, how were the staff towards you, and then it does enter the difficult part where it is the abuse that happened.
Yeah.
And we go through different questions dependent on the abuse that was received.
Right.
We'll then go into the frequency, duration and patterns, so how often was it, did it happen on a specific time? You know, what happened after, and then it'll go into people involved. So were there any other children affected? Did you witness abuse of others? Did anyone else know? Did you speak to anyone?
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll be movement between placements. So, you know, did you move between different homes or settings? Did the abuse continue in other places? And then it'll be the impact on life, past, present and future.
Right, so I'm presuming that's why it'll be the full medical records. Yes.
Yes, because if you, for example, suffer with anxiety or depression, it'll show in the medical records, and that is further evidence of the effect.
Been on off for years, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll give you a little heads up as well. At the minute, we've been doing some research into different law firms that have been doing this, and ones that have been doing it without any evidence, so without GP records or care records, they've been averaging about 50,000.
Right.
And that's without anything. That's just with putting forward a witness statement, no evidence attached. So you can only imagine if there's physical evidence there that says, well, this shows they were in care, this shows the effect now.
Yeah.
We then go into support and treatment, reporting to authorities, and then we will have some closing questions. You know, is there anything else you want to say? Would you like details of any support services? And then what will happen is we'll write up a complete witness statement from your perspective. We'll then send it to you and you can read it yourself and then sign it. And once that is signed by yourself, it goes to redress. And at the minute, they've been paying out within 8 to 12 weeks.
Oh, fab. That's
so hopefully before Christmas.
Oh, that would be ideal, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah, exactly. Expensive time of the year, isn't it?
I can imagine, yeah,
oh,
I.
God, I hate it.
I've got a daughter and grandchildren, you can imagine. Yeah.
Oh, God bless, yeah. I can only picture the price that you pay for that.
Yeah.
But yes, so. Oh,
but no, that would certainly help out a lot. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, yeah, so we are going to, I'm going to ring the medical practice now and alert them that I've spoken to you and you're happy for us to receive the documents. Like I said, just keep an eye out in case they do ring. At least now you know what it's for as well.
Not a problem.
Amazing. All right. Thank you so much for your time, Sarah.
Okay. No problem. Thanks.
You
then.
Take
Bye.
Care. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.